Hebrews chapter 3. Therefore, holy brothers, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, the Messiah Yeshua, who was faithful to him who appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, because he who has built the house has more honor than the house. For every house is built by some man, but he who built all things is Elohim. And Moses truly was faithful in all his house, as a servant, for a testimony of those things which were afterwards to be spoken. But the Messiah is a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts, as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Therefore I was grieved with that generation, and said, they always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief, in departing from the living Elohim. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of the Messiah, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. While it is said, today if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts, as in the provocation. For some, when they had heard, provoked, yet, not all who came out of Egypt by Moses. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with those who had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they should not enter into his rest, but to those who did not believe? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief.